Hundreds of protesters have gathered outside the White House in Washington to show solidarity with the people in the Middle East who are trying to shake off autocratic rulers or pressing embattled leaders to carry out sweeping reforms.
We're here to support the Bahraini people. Our people are there suffering from the government. They've been tortured, they've been imprisoned, they've been their rights, human basic rights, they've been taken away for so many years.
We're here in support of our Libyan people in Libya who have been massacred and killed.
And we are here to represent the voices of the people in Yemen, and we stand behind them and we support them and we ask them to continue fighting for their rights and to stand up against the corruption in Yemen and to demand the basic necessities that every single Yemeni deserves to have.
With the continuing crackdown on protesters in Libya, Bahrain, and Yemen, organizers here feel it's important now more than ever to raise their voices against the state violence.
Before Al Khalifa get even more crazier or mad and start killing more innocent Bahraini people, we need them out of Bahrain. The United States should use its muscle and diplomatic power to save Bahrain from Al Khalifa.
The protesters are also urging the U.S. government to stop backing the despotic regimes and to start supporting the push for change in North Africa and the Middle East.
We're here to send a clear message to the White House that the people of Bahrain has spoken. And they said that they want to rule Bahrain and they don't want Al Khalifa anymore. So any efforts to keep this regime will not be accepted, not only by us, but also by the people of Bahrain.
If United States or the Western world does not help truthfully for justice, it is going to backfire on them. The game is over. The game is over.
All we ask of the American administration is to stand against the hypocrisy and their support because of oil to the dictators of Yemen and all the dictators in the region. As we see the innocent killing of civilians, we ask them to stand up for what is just and what is right and what every American deserves in the United States. Every human being in Yemen and elsewhere deserve that same justice and that same right.
The Obama administration has sent out senior diplomats in recent days to offer the monarchs reassurance and advice, even those who lead the most stifling governments. But it is keeping its distance from autocratic presidents as they fight to hold power.
Here in Washington, protests in support of the uprisings across the Middle East and North Africa have been taking place here for over a month now and are believed to continue until the demands of the people are met and major changes are made. Marjanovsky, Press TV, Washington.